does Katie listen to this podcast?
Right.
If you ever, Katie, if you're listening, if you ever feel drowsy, if you ever feel drowsy, it was James.
And he, like, and it was.
But he thinks it's for a good reason.
Welcome, baby, to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, Sagittarius. Sagittarius. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, and TJ, Dad, I'd like to fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome.
We can throw hands.
How are you guys this week? We're good?
We're good week.
You've had a real good week, huh, T?
I've had a great week.
What a blessed week. What a blessed week for you. 205 American fantasy football points. 245 of them things.
But still didn't top your score for the most of the year. You had like 255 like week two or something like that.
Week four or five.
Week four, yeah. Something like that.
That's 257, but I mean, very, very impressive.
Yeah, it was. To score 257 in a game and not make the playoffs is very fucking impressive.
Well, when you don't make the playoffs because you tilt and panic and make real poor decisions.
Like starting Will Levis. I wish you would have texted me about that. Like, I really wish you would have just consulted me. Like, there's one time in your life where you should just consult me, and it's when you're asking yourself, should I start Will Levis? Like, don't consult me for anything else. I'm bad at giving advice. I'm a dumbass person, but I would have made the right decision on that one.
Because when I did it, I was just like, you'll get about this decision.
Holy fuck.
And then I was like, I'm good. And then, like, Eric came in to talk to me after I got home from work. And I was like, I put in Will Levis, and he goes, you're fucking joking. I was like, no, I really. He was like, no, you're playing. Like, you're fucking joking me. I was like, nope. And I showed him, and he was like, you're deaf.
Yeah, I'd still be sitting in the dark after that. Like, what was that, 2 weeks ago? I still wouldn't have got up out the room.
Luckily, I had therapy the next night. Like, when Alan left me that message on the board, like, I literally had just hung up with the lady talking about CeeDee Lamb. Like, I was not playing. It was not hyperbole. That is what we talked about. Football and how I don't trust my own decision making. But again, this is not a fantasy football podcast. This is a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. And this week, we are discussing Game of Thrones Season 4, Episode 2, The Lion and the Rose, an air date of April 13th, 2014, written by George R.R. Martin, directed by Alex Graves, and had a rating of 6.59 million. So,
my guess is that next week we're going to be in the sevens.
Gotta be.
Yeah, I think so too.
All right. I'm not even going to
maybe the eights.
I'm not even going to ask Gingy any questions about this. We're just like, we're going to get right to it. Because, like, there's a lot.
I have some questions for James throughout.
Oh, buddy. This is going to be a good one.
Oh, hope I paid attention.
Who's ready? Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
We are ready.
All right. Well, at the Dread Fort, a bunch of people are going on hunts. First, Ramsay's on a hunt. That seems fun. This is what happens when you go home with the couple that spotted you from across the bar.
Yeah, it is. Holy shit.
What? All right, Ginge.
Okay. God, man.
Ramsay. Impressions?
We're already telling the man he's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Now he got a psychopath girlfriend.
Yeah, he's he's on top of the list for worst in the show. Like he's surpassed Joffrey. Like, like he's way past that shit.
An absolute monster. And for fucking funsies.
And this first time we see dogs, correct? Of his?
Yes, this is the first time we see his hounds. But Roose is home. Had to smuggle himself into his own lands. Ooh. Imagine.
Right? That's what happens when you make bad decisions. You gotta lay low.
I mean,
very low.
He's still the warden of the north, but you're on your own, pal.
Yeah. There's a lot. Hello. There's a lot in this scene. Like Roose is not impressed with Ramsay at all.
Would you be?
Would yes, you? I would actually.
You would. I would.
I would be if my son, well, my bastard son. Told me that he flayed somebody and it's on my schedule, I'm going to be proud of shit. Because I've probably never done that in my life. You mean to tell me you cut his dick off too? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. You're a Bolton now. That would have been my response.
I respect it, Ginge.
If we're being honest.
I was thinking that, this whole situation kind of reminded me of Theon when he took over Winterfell and his dad didn't want him to do that, but he did it anyways. And now look at him.
Yep. It does kind of have a parallel with that.
Speaking of looking at Theon now, Ginge, how are you looking at Theon now?
Theon dead. It's Reek now.
Okay. You talk about, I think, like, Theon in this show and where he's at now, like, might be the lowest in all TV history. I don't think anybody's ever hit, like, rock bottom like this.
It's so sad.
Because he is broke. Like, that man is, like, a broken man.
And it's, like, it's hard to have full sympathy for him because, like, you made this choice. You did this to yourself.
This is where I do have sympathy for him. Only because of, like, the Roots parallels. Like, even, like, when he calls him Master in the Woods. I'm like, damn. They really, like, this is Kunta Kinte.
No, I've got another Black movie parallel for you then. When he shaves Ramsay.
Uh-huh.
The color purple.
Yep.
Yes. Like, every time I look at it, I'm just like, please, just do it.
And the thing is, here's the thing. And this is, I wanted to ask y'all this because I wrote this down as a question. Do we think Roose would have been mad if he did slit Ramsay's throat? Or would Roose have just been like, you know what? Now I can give you back to your father and we're even because you killed my son.
I think that. Especially since he's back with his fat new bride. So, like, yeah.
He's got the phrase on his side, if nothing else.
But I will say Alfie Allen is a really good actor in this.
He is.
Like, finding out about Rob's death, just, like, the look and,
yeah, the he's just so sad. Like, the whole pause, like, the way he pauses, the way they zoom in on his throat, like.
It's hard.
It's really good.
But now that Roose knows that Bran and Rickon are alive, guess who's going back out on another hunt?
So would you trust him?
And do you think that he catches Bran, and do you think that Bran gets to keep his hand?
Well, I don't think he catches Bran.
Here, let me rephrase that question for you. Do you think he catches one or the other or both as well? Because remember, they're split up. Do you think he gets the other one?
No.
Okay. Do you think
because he's so the like Bran's on the other side of the wall, and where's Rickon going?
Rickon is heading to the Umbers,
which is still not where Jon is at. So correct. I don't think he's gonna get there to either one of them because he's gonna go straight to Jon.
and how quickly. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you
And
done?
then like once he meet up with John, like I don't think John could be playing around.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah,
Okay.
John already pissed off. Yeah.
For sure.
And just note how quickly Roose went from my banner's not yours to take the moat for our family.
Yeah. And we'll change things.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we. Oh, it's
Manipulation is the
we
best.
now.
Yeah. You take that moat back, we'll consider your position. Like, dude, are we gonna like reconsider it and then we'll change your name and make you the heir? Like, is that what we're doing here?
Does he
Or are
have
we
any
just
other
gonna give him
sons?
a bigger bedroom? No, he does not. That's his only kid.
Well, it could. That could be a thing then. Making him his heir.
But remember, he does still have a fattened bride.
He does have a new bride.
He does.
Poor Walda. Poor Walda.
And she has birthing hips, if I've ever seen some.
Yeah.
King's Landing. Jamie gets a new dancing master. See what I did there?
I like it.
It
I like it. Just they're not using wooden swords. They're using
they're using
semi real ones.
they're
Dull
just
swords.
sparring swords. Yeah, because I'm not going to fight you with an edge because then how am I going to get paid? Duh.
I hope there's more.
Of
Because
these
I,
two.
yeah, because I think that'd be a fun little adventure. Watch them two spar together.
But because Jamie's having reservations about not being able to protect the king.
Tyrion makes a good point, though. Just leave. Just command. Because when's the last time Tywin touched the sword?
Except, like, probably when he gave you the one he gave you last week.
Yeah, other than that. When's the last time he swung a sword, though? I don't think Tywin was like saw like got the sword, held it up, and was like, you know what? Let me practice with this thing before I give it to him. Did y'all see that video of like Stephen A. Smith and Kenny Jess Smith shooting free throws or whatever?
Yes, I did.
That was Tywin when he got the sword. Let me still see if I still got
Yeah,
it.
don't.
I got another basketball parallel too. Jamie is Michael Jordan on the Wizards now.
I
Is he the
got
Wizard Jordan? Like he might still be able to score 40, but like he ain't gonna average 30 no more.
that.
He might get a, once in every 20 games, get something big, but that's it.
I don't really see Jamie as a leader, though.
Really?
Nah, he wants nothing to do with that.
No.
And he says it himself, like, I'm not Tywin.
Jamie's the type of dude to get his hands dirty. If you're commanding, you're no normally commanders ain't getting their hands dirty.
I think Jamie has like a like just a lot of pride. So like I don't think he would feel like he could command because he wouldn't feel like he's doing anything. Like he wants to be the guy fighting.
Yeah.
Is it also that he knows like everyone around him is less competent than he would be if he had his other hand? Like he knows that they're all not as good as him on top of that.
I
Yeah.
think so. And I think Jamie always is gonna be fighting and in the front lines. That way he has to be there for the king because he doesn't want to leave Cersei.
Interesting. Anyway, who's ready for breakfast?
Me.
Oh boy. Tyrion, however, is very upset that he's got to go. Lucky for Varys, he's foreign. This seems like a big fucking ask, does it not?
Yeah.
Like, what? No, I'm not gonna fucking lie for you and get my what?
Yeah. Bear. Smart man. Like, you can come over and ask me for sugar, but don't ask me to hide your murder weapon. Like, sorry, neighbor. Not doing
it.
Like, not only
Actually,
that.
don't even come ask me for sugar, actually. Take that back. Don't even look at me when I'm outside.
Okay. Well, somebody didn't learn anything from Mr. Rogers, I see.
Introvert, man. Telling you, can't do it. Fucking weirdos.
But Varys continues, like, he explains Tyrion's privilege to him. Because he's like, you know, you have like money and like privilege and you can do things. And like, I am just, you know, the god, like, I'm just Gossip Girl. That's what I do. Like, I need you to be so serious about this, but also you need to get rid of that whore. So we'll see how that goes. And to answer your question, now Tywin knows about Shay.
He
Because
indeed does.
Cersei was very happy to spill all of that tea.
It's starting to get a little bit anxious for Shay.
Really? Okay,
Yeah.
so how did you feel when he was just like, bring her to me?
That's it.
Which is the first time I caught that. By the way, that's one of the my first. Do you think that he sees her before?
No. No.
I do. I am very much thinking that he indeed does see her before that wedding.
Oh, see her before. Oh, do I think he sees her before the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, I thought, did you meant like.
No, not before this, not before this. I mean, like he says, bring her to me before the wedding. Does she make it to him before the wedding? We'll come back to it though.
I guess we'll
Come back
see.
to it.
I guess we'll see. We will come back to it.
Because at the end, she's on a boat, so.
Yeah.
Does she make it to the boat if she went and told Tywin? Like, questions.
Anyway, Joffrey gets a bunch of presents. First, he gets a goblet from the corner of Munchkin Land. That not what he looks like?
It is what he looks like. Oh man.
This is our first time seeing him, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
Yeah.
this is
This
the
is the
okay.
first time
I wrote
seeing
that down.
him. Yeah,
Now, James, do you see why Olenna like hates her fucking family? I would hate my son too if he looked like that. Not gonna lie. It all makes sense. Because, God damn.
But Tyrion gives Joffrey a book. That seems like a terrible gift.
No, it seems like a good gift because he was like super like sincere about it at first.
Yeah, Joffrey's response to it was the words that
Better?
he said.
No, what happened
Oh,
was this
that
is like
was
Christmas
nice.
Day when you get like a really cool like Hot Wheels or something, or like you get a basketball and you're like, oh my God, like this is the coolest thing ever. And then they bring you out like the Xbox next, and then you're like, fuck this basketball.
No,
Never
no.
touching that shit again.
This is absolutely not it. This is like when your grandmother gives you a sweater that she made for you, and you know that you have to react a certain way, or you're gonna get your ass by your parents. That is what his reaction was.
No, if we Joffrey's not gonna act a certain way just because.
He acted that way, right? Like, that's obvious. Joffrey's not gonna read a book. Be serious.
No.
I think he was. I think he was gonna crack that book open until he got that sword and was like, you know what? Fuck this book.
No, that is like on Christmas Day when my kids open the clothes that I give them and they're like, yeah, thanks, Mom. That's what that is. It's like, I know I have to be measured in this moment. But he knew he wasn't gonna read that fucking book. And then he didn't have to because that's where the other sword went. Spoiler alert. Well, not so much anymore. But a lot of cunts name their swords. A lot of them.
Yep. Did he pick
Yep.
the right name? He picked the wrong name, in my opinion.
Widow Will, Widow's
Yeah,
Will.
like the next name that's thrown out after that was Wolfsbane. If you talk all this shit about killing Rob and you want to talk to Sansa the way you do, name it Wolfsbane. It makes sense.
Okay. One of them was Terminus. I heard that one for the first time. That was neat.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're in the wrong year. Like, if this was like based on like the year 3000, then name it Terminus.
What? I
It
think Terminus was the name of a city in The Walking Dead.
was. Oh.
Terminus sounds like the name of like something
So.
out of fucking Terminator or RoboCop or some shit.
Yes.
Something mech.
Shit, you don't even know what you're talking about. Shit, you ain't never even seen
Shit, I
before.
ain't never seen. No, but funny story about Terminator. My mom loves Terminator. And anytime that her and my uncle are together, they sit and debate about the fucking Terminator movies.
What's their debate?
I have no fucking idea. Man, I've never seen that shit.
I don't know what's there to debate.
They talk about that shit all the time.
How have you not seen Terminator? Okay, I've never seen it all the way through, but I've seen bits and pieces.
I've never even seen a second of it.
Well, Terminator is a classic.
I've
I have
seen.
no desire to see any of it either. So it's not one of those ones you're going to be like, oh, it's such a good movie. And I'm going to be like, you know what? Let me check it out. I'm not.
That's fair. Respect it. You know what I don't respect though? What Joffrey did with his sword to that book. Yeah, that was pretty weird.
Wow. A Valyrian steel sword. And you know, like when you see him do it, you're like, this is like the most action the sword is ever gonna see.
This is the most Joffrey thing that he can do with that sword.
Nope.
Like cutting off Ned Stark's head all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna be telling my kid that I dunked from the free throw line because I saw Michael Jordan do it. That was actually
Yeah,
back in 84. She ain't gonna know.
hope she's bad at math.
Yeah, like she ain't gonna know.
Well, unfortunately, some people have to be let down hostily. Shay is one of those girls.
Yes, indeed.
I'm sorry, doll. I'm so sorry to you, Ginge.
This was a low moment for Tyrion, in my opinion. Like, there
Really?
was better ways you could have handled that.
I don't think so. I think he's like exhausted
No.
every single way he can.
No. I didn't like that at all. That was
Well, I
straight
mean,
disrespect.
well, there was nothing else to do. Like, he had to.
We've tried to pay her.
Oh.
Like, I try to just tell her, hey, like just move because it's safer. Like, there's nothing else.
Yeah. She got a bag full of diamonds. And that wasn't enough. He's like, hey, we've come to a dangerous place. And that's not enough.
He does not like our reasoning. I can see it on his face. He's in total disagreement with us.
Listen, as a girl who has to be let down hostily, it sometimes you just have to do the thing. Like, you just have to be as mean as possible, or they're not gonna get it.
Hey, I put your foot down sometimes.
Don't like
He
that.
didn't want to do it, but he knew it was his only choice. Like it's literally like the last thing he could try. Like what else could he have done that's different than what's been done?
Yes. What else could he have said? Like, how better could he have
He could have gave her something to make her fall asleep,
Okay, so kill her.
and
Poison
then dragged her ass to the boat,
So
and then she would have waked up on the boat.
we're gonna date rape her to the boat instead of
Yeah.
letting her down hard. We just put some mollies in her drink or some shit and then drag her to the boat. All right, Diddy. Oh, Bill Cosby over there.
Like, yeah,
No,
that's a terrible idea.
it's not. Make her fall
that's
asleep,
no.
put her on the boat.
How would you feel if, like, one minute you were sitting with somebody having a drink, and then the next minute you woke up and you were just on a boat?
Does Katie listen to this podcast?
Right?
If you ever, Katie, if you're listening, if you ever feel drowsy, if you ever feel drowsy, it was James.
And he, like, and it was.
But he thinks it's for a good reason. Holy fuck.
Okay. That was okay. Well.
Okay. What's plan B, James? Okay. We can plan B.
Look, you say you're gonna have, she's gonna have servants there, so just have a servant there on the boat with her, and when she wakes up, explain everything.
And then she goes to the captain, she's like, turn this fucking boat around.
And I'm the captain of the ship.
With a knife to his throat, because you know she keeps that thing on her.
What's she gonna do, kill the captain? And then who gonna, the first mate gonna show up and kill her?
She seems like somebody,
you know what,
try to drive a boat.
Let's just squash it. But she needs to do what she needs to call the secret government agency, the MIB, the Men in Black. They can come over with their little thing and flash her in the eyes, and then she'll forget everything. Boom. Plan is done. Look in the phone book.
Well, I mean, it was left up to Sir Bronn of the Black Water to get her on that boat. So.
Does she get to the boat, James?
We'll see. We'll see later. We'll get back to that later. Guys, they're burning people on Dragonstone again. I guess this is what we do here.
Yeah, and it don't matter who you are or who you're related to. Fuck it. You don't believe, getting you out of here. And it's such a cult that even your own sister ain't gonna give a fuck that you get burned.
She seems so happy to be included.
Right. No, he ain't believe. Gotta get him out.
She was really, really into this. Like, she was way too into this. She's like, I saw his soul escape. And she said it in a way that you know she did not see that. And she's just trying to fit in. She wants somebody to look at her.
Yeah, I understand why Stannis was fucking the red woman now. Like, this bitch is crazy.
Right? And what an awkward dinner, because imagine asking the woman your husband is sleeping with to go have a conversation with your child.
That's what I said.
Messy.
Shitting me.
Messy.
And it's the fact that Melisandre did, she's like, yeah, I got this. Don't worry. I love kids. I'm great with kids.
Well, to be fair, if I was Stannis, I'd much rather Melisandre go talk to her, because, like, she hates her. She hates her own kid.
You're right.
Let's burn her, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, that's what it did sound like. She was trying to get it.
It sounds like she's trying to burn her and have no regrets after the fact.
Yeah.
Ooh, buddy. What a family. What a family. What a dynamic.
And what makes it even, like, more, like, dark is that they're a Dragonstone, with the way Dragonstone looks. So it looks like the whole thing is just, like, super dark.
It's very gothic.
Yeah, like, the whole environment just fits.
But Mel is sure to tell the princess, it's two gods, light and joy, and then darkness and fear. So
all I'm gonna say is, when she said the Lord of Light is full of love and joy, I'm saying that setting people on fire doesn't seem very enjoyable to me. Like, that is not joyful.
He's gotta be. Because the night is dark and full of terror, so he has to be the opposite, right?
I think all of it now is full of terrors.
Yeah, it's dark and full of terrors.
It may not be dark, but it's still full of terrors.
Indeed.
All right.
But yeah, it gave me like Lost vibes, the way she describes, like, the light and the dark. Did you ever see? I know you watched a little bit of Lost, James. Did you ever watch Lost?
A little bit.
No, I didn't.
Okay, they go into, like,
don't waste your
what time. Is that, backgammon? Is that the game? I love Lost. Nah. It's a top 5 series of all time.
Nah.
Apparently, all the shows that I like have shitty endings, but you know, it's fine. The lead up is good.
It's all the hours that I spent getting there for a shit
Yeah. By the time I get there, I can make my own ending up.
call.
It's plenty of hours. And Lost is one of those, like, what is like early 2000s ABC shows to where like
Yeah.
each season has
So
like
it's like
24
24
episodes.
episodes, yeah.
Like, my God.
Million seasons.
Yeah, it's like seven seasons, 200 episodes. Like, it's insane.
Oh, dog, yeah, because I just went through Desperate Housewives a few months ago for the first time. And I'm just like, there's more. There's
Yeah, and at least like four or five of those episodes are just filler episodes just to fill the time slot, and you can tell.
I was having this conversation with somebody the other day about how I think, because we were watching Cross on Prime, and it's only eight episodes, and she was like, it's kind of sucks that it's only eight episodes. I wish it'd go back to 24. And I was like, no. I was like, 24 is too many episodes because you have too much bullshit fluffed in there. I do
Yes.
agree that eight episodes is too short though, because sometimes the stories seem sped through. I
Agreed.
think the perfect season would be 10 to 12 episodes.
Me, I was about to say the perfect to me is 10 to 12. That's the sweet spot.
I don't know. Network shows are different though. Like on like when you have like cable shows, streaming shows, yeah, it's 10 to 12. Like network shows.
It is because they filled the time slot, so they have to go a season to fill a time slot. So it's really to fulfill that time slot for that season.
Yeah, that's 16, like 16 to 22 is like really, like we're getting 22 episodes of Abbott Elementary this season and a crossover with Always Sunny. Like
I do what I don't watch Abbott Elementary, but I do want to watch that crossover with Always Sunny. I love It's Always Sunny.
I'm telling you need to watch Abbott. It's so good. It's so good.
I think I'm over the 22 to 24 episode seasons of
Me
stuff.
too. Like, I
Like
don't want
if
to
I
binge that
figure if
shit.
it has it, I'm like, no, I'll pass.
But Shameless is pretty long. How many does Shameless have? You're watching.
Shameless is has 11 episodes per
Oh, I
season.
don't know why I thought of the seasons were longer than that.
No, it's only 11.
Like I mean, I can do 22. Like 16 is a good number for like an hour long drama. For a sitcom, 22.
Now, all
That's
right, so for 30-minute episodes, yeah, I'm fine
yes,
with that.
agree. Agree.
30-minute episodes, 22 of them. I mean, yeah, 30-minute episodes, 22. Yeah, that's fine. Because
I
it's
wish the
basically
Office's
the same
seasons were
thing.
longer. Like, is the Office what? The Office is like 10 to 12 episodes a season?
22.
Was it?
Yes. The Office was 22 to 24 because occasionally they would have an hour long special, which is like two episodes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Maybe it just seems that way because they're like 20 minutes when you watch them on Netflix.
But even sitcoms aren't doing 22 anymore. Like, that's insane. You don't have a budget for 11 hours, please.
Yeah, true.
Anyway, we're way off the subject of Dragon Star.
Yeah, we
We're
are.
done with that,
It was good
right?
information.
Okay, we'll be on the wall. Look for me beneath the tree. A lot of stuff happens here. That's neat.
I ain't gonna lie, if I couldn't walk, I'd want to live in the eyes of a dire wolf as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
Okay, Jinj.
Living in the eyes of a dire wolf, even when you're not crippled, seems cool because, I mean, they're faster and, well, they're dire wolves. That's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. But he's hunting. He does this a lot. Can't subsist off your dire wolf. You're not a dire wolf. And then they happen upon Summer at a weirwood tree.
Which, as they're walking up to it, Hodar is carrying Bran in the cart. But then Bran says, "Hey, take me to the tree." And Hodar carries him to the tree. Why not just continue dragging the
Yeah,
damn
just
cart?
continue dragging him.
Like, why did you pick him up and carry
Hodor is simple. Is that the
him?
word we use for that?
They making that man do work that's unnecessary. I feel bad for the actor.
But Bran touches the tree and then a bunch of shit happens.
A bunch of shit.
So, Ginge, what did you make of it?
The three-eyed raven calling out for him. Now, is this the last time we actually see Ned?
Yes. And yes. Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure I'm having deja vu and said it a couple seasons ago. Is this the last time we'll see Ned?
This is a loaded question. This is a very loaded question. Like, what do we, like? Yes. Yes. Help me out here, Lord. Damn it. Save me. Save me. Yes.
Also,
that was the last time that we see Ned Stark.
Yes.
At that moment in time.
Oh, okay.
That is not in a flashback as we just saw. Hmm.
This is the last time we see Ned Stark with that wig. Being stupid. His wig will get reused by somebody else, but
I noticed that they showed the sword in there too, after it just that. Got destroyed.
Then we get that. We get the snowy Iron Throne again.
I also have that, seeing that that's the same in Daenerys.
Yep.
He saw all those crows, like when Sam,
yeah,
marked that white.
And then some random person saying, "I'm underneath a tree in the north."
Yes. And a dragon flying over King's Landing.
Oh, yeah, the dragon flying over there.
With smoke.
We also see a very glimpse that you got to catch it. But it's a glimpse of an important character that we'll see. I'm not going to say who it is, but.
Yes.
I have to go back and look in.
Yes. And I also want to point out that those chimneys in King's Landing were smoking. And King's Landing is in the south. So if they are running fires in their hearths.
Starting to get cold.
Hey guys, another wedding. Surely this one will go off without a hitch.
Oh man, let's get to it. There's so much in this. I love how they don't cut away from this.
Ooh, yes, buddy, we get
like we get here and we're fucking here.
This wedding was like, first of all, Margie's gown was gorgeous. Like the embroidery, the roses, like the sept. This is the third time we've been in the sept, and it has felt different every time. Every time we've been there. Like the sept is its own character.
Yeah.
At this point.
This was way different than Tyrion and Sansa's wedding.
Absolutely.
Like same location, everything. So just feels way, way different. Maybe because Joffrey's taller, he could put the robe on her. But I would have been like, do all the theatrics.
I think they try to make it to where, like, Sansa and Tyrion's was, like, dark.
Yes. Almost then, like a funeral.
Yeah. And then this one, it's bright.
Yes. Agreed.
Bright and happy. And they did a shot of, like, the groom's family over Joffrey's shoulder.
Yeah.
Where I for a second I thought Sansa was standing next to Oberyn, and then I saw Tyrion. But in the next shot, the only face you can see from, like, with the bride side over Margie's shoulder, the only face you can see is Oberyn. Like, I just thought that was a really interesting framing to put him in both of those shots. Like, he's firmly sitting on the groom's side, but
Yeah.
they show him on the bride's side as well. Very interesting. But
So we do get a season one revelation. Marjorie is finally the queen.
consort.
We can put that to bed. She's the queen.
Consort.
Whatever that means.
The queen consort. The queen consort.
Whoa. Whatever.
Listen,
They're two different titles.
it is a very important distinction. As we will find out later, when Cersei is referred to as the former queen regent, she is now technically the dowager queen, which is
A
basically
lady.
a lame duck queen.
Yeah, a lady.
But Margie is the queen consort, and that is important to keep in mind because, like, she is the queen because she's married to the king. She is the queen consort. She has no power. She's married to the king.
But still feels like she's where she wants to be.
Right now?
At this point, not yet.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, the wedding ends and we get Tywin and Olenna. Oh boy. And shut the fuck up, Mace. Can't you see I'm tall?
Yeah.
Like, she can't, she cannot stand the men in her family.
Really can't.
But we hear about the Iron Bank, who, what they don't owe the Lannisters, they owe the Iron Bank, and debts
So
gotta be paid.
the question is what kind of power does the bank have?
We'll actually find that out later in the series.
Because it's actually like I got like a little Star Wars like connection here, is because the bank in the Star Wars, everybody's like, oh, we're gonna owe the bank this, what are we gonna do about it? And then of course, the bad guys don't actually care because they try to take it over, but like everybody's always afraid of the bank.
Yeah, later in the series, we get a good explanation of the Iron Bank and the motive behind it, their motives, all that. Right? Don't you think so?
I think we'll come back to the Iron Bank.
They're like the
But,
Illuminati.
like, I just, yeah, basically, like that, what you said, like the way that it's just like, it's just very ominous to think, like, by the way, all this stuff is coming up. And Oberyn mentions later about, like, I would not really being all that rich. So, But before that, Shay did get on that boat. Did you see the boat sail away? Relax, dog.
No, she's on that thing.
Fine.
Definitely didn't see her jump out. Shay don't even look like she can swim, so if she did jump out, she's fucked.
But he was sure not to confirm whether he saw her get on that boat or not. So Ginge, did the boat, well, he saw her get on the boat. He didn't confirm whether it sailed away. So, did the boat sail away with Shay on it?
Yes.
Do you think we see Shay again in the series? Because my question to you is, if she sailed away on the boat, what purpose is there for her to even be on the show anymore?
There isn't. Like, she's done. Her story's over with.
Well, hello, and hello not to you. I was not talking to you. I was obviously talking to this lady whose vagina is on top of her head.
Yo, and then Pod looking back at it like,
What
I could do something with
else do
that.
you do? Like, what, you win. That look that Pod gave her is the look that Bernie gave at the strip club when we went to the strip club. Same look. I had to push him back. I was like, don't get too close.
Oh.
It's the same. I'd seen it before. I knew I'd seen it somewhere.
Well, Elena goes to check on Sansa. She offers her condolences.
Quite loudly as well.
Yeah. And also tells her, like, make sure that your broke ass husband takes you on a honeymoon to Highgarden, girl. This little broke dwarf you've married. So sorry, doll. I'm so sorry for you, girl.
We're gonna come back to this interaction between Sansa and everybody's favorite grandmother in the quote section.
Yeah, we will. I got a quote from that. We probably got the same one.
Probably.
I think we've all got the same one, and it's definitely my turn to go first, so I get to say it.
No.
Do we ever have turns to go first, second, or third? I feel like we just go out of order.
We usually do go out of order, and I usually volunteer to go last so that when I want to go first, I get to go first. You see how I follow my
I should turn. Go first because like, I literally have that quote and one more. That's it.
Well, I took a lot, actually.
That's that, too.
I have a lot, too. I guess you can go first. But we're not there yet. This is my least favorite rendition of the Reigns of Castamere so far. Joffrey might have a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this ain't it.
Yeah. Here's your money. Go away.
This ain't it. I love how many different ways we've heard this fucking song. And I don't mean that sarcastically.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, the song's good, and the Lannisters own that shit. So we're going to play it at a funeral. We're going to play it at a wedding. We're going to play it in battle. We're going to play it in the car. We're going to play it in the...
But let's
everywhere.
Let's remember for a moment too that like this song is about Tywin and how Tywin is, and Joffrey's not technically a Lannister. So I'm gonna just throw that out there. Like,
and the moment Robert died, nobody looks at those kids as Baratheons.
Yeah.
I don't even think anybody in the city looks at them as Baratheons. The Lannisters are the royal family.
Yeah.
It's not the Baratheons.
Yeah, but I just, you know, just the symbolism of this song about Tywin being played at the wedding.
And I think it's just everybody looks like a Lannister. Everybody acts like a Lannister there. Like, the motherfuckers. If it quacks like a duck, looks like a duck, it's a duck. Right?
Mm-hmm. You mean acting fake as hell like Cersei about these?
Yes. Indeed.
Let me tell you something. Even before we get to the part where she tells Pycelle that they're going to feed, like, the leftovers will feed the dogs, I need both of you to know that this was a 77-course meal.
Yo, that 77,
shit. 77 courses. And
she
was like, no, I don't want the poor people to eat. Disgusting.
She's the worst, man.
77 is a lot of food.
But now I see why Joffrey looks fucking disgusted at his own wedding, at his own reception. Like, I'd be done too. Like, we've been here 6 hours and these motherfuckers still eating. Like,
and they're eating shit like pigeon pie. Like, what? Yuck. But Loras and Jaime have a lovely little exchange here.
Oh, before that, let's talk about Loras and Oberyn's little exchange. Because they indeed lock eyes.
Doubt it. Let's...
Love at first sight.
this is my new favorite ship on this show, actually. Do you think this is going anywhere, Ginge?
No,
I don't think so either.
No.
And the only reason why is because Oberyn will not play without his woman, and Loras is not playing with a woman, so.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Loras don't need to do nothing with her. How do you know she, like, she strikes me as a girl who's like, yeah, I'm just gonna watch.
Nah, she's got me in the action.
Even if she is in the action, she doesn't have to be in the action with Loras.
I don't think Loras is about that life. Only if it's a sister, and it's helping. But.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna happen.
Anyway, Loras isn't gonna marry Cersei, but guess who else isn't gonna marry Cersei?
Yo, Loras, mic drop.
Yeah, he did.
He said, clock that.
Mic drop.
Brienne.
I love how we go from like, we go to like two petty moments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brienne's. I love Brienne. She tries. She really tries. Like, and then Joffrey opened his mouth and she's like, well, anyways, congratulations. Like, did not see him for him. See
I'm
him.
gonna need Brienne to have a better poker face, though. Like, don't show all your cards, homie.
Yeah.
Well.
Like, if that person asks you if you're in love with her brother, like, you say no.
Nah. Nah,
Ugh.
your brother disgusts
Ugh.
me.
Motherfucker ain't got no hand. What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know. Ever like the moment Cersei saw Brienne, it was real like you fucked my man energy.
Which is weird. Like, why is Cersei so, like, bothered by her? Why is that thing?
I think it's just because like she thinks Jamie might. I mean, she did. She got pregnant by Lancel. What if Jamie also had sex with somebody else? Oh my God.
This is the hair.
Yeah.
She's got the blonde hair.
Oh. Right? She looks like a Lannister.
I guess that's the only thing that Cersei can be like really bothered by. No, she's a blonde. I know his type.
Yeah, and I don't know. Blood also has a lot to do with it, so we'll see. Anyway, Cersei again tells Pycelle that the leftovers will feed the dogs. He is sure to emphasize Queen Margaery. But Cersei's the queen.
No, she's not.
No,
The
she's
queen.
not. And Oberyn is sure to let her know that.
Correct.
Yo, this might be my favorite part.
Really?
Yeah, Oberyn going back and forth with Tywin and Cersei. Ugh.
Ooh. He brought that sister up again. Tywin did not like that.
Yo,
Also,
imagine
though.
just having that most petty a conversation, just an insult.
Yeah, it was great. But also, though, the Oberyn's girl, like, I don't know if it was like factual, but like 10,000 brothers and sisters.
She's a bastard. She's a sinner.
Like, so is that like all Snows
Yeah,
are all
that's like
okay.
Ramsay and John calling each other
Brothers.
brothers. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, someone need to keep their legs closed.
Yeah, nah.
I also like that it's like they like do they have a census that like specifically includes bastards so you know exactly
How many
how
there is?
many you have. But he points out that gout, like his brother has gout, and that's a rich man's disease. That's why Tywin's never gotten it. You broke me.
Right. James, which family has the leverage here? Like, do the Martells like have leverage over the Lannisters? Like, do you feel that way because they have Marcella? Or do the Lannisters just win because they killed Elia and her kids?
Like,
No.
or are you seeing what he's bringing up as like him threatening them?
Yeah, I'd say he's more of threatening the daughter.
Yeah.
But they
Yeah.
don't hurt little girls in Dorne.
No, but you can make a threat.
It make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, like
Like, we got this girl over here and you have no way to see her.
right?
Because I'm
She's
sure if Cersei were to say, hey, can I take a visit to Dorne? They would tell her no.
Yeah.
actually, they might let her come. And now we've got the Dowager Queen and the princess. And now what will you do?
Yeah.
Although, I don't think Tywin would do like he would obviously go to war because it's Cersei, but I feel like his concern would be minimal, like for her actual well-being.
Tywin would go to war for his name, not for Cersei.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't for Cersei. It's to say that you don't have a Lannister. That's what that's for. Like, you're not gonna have a Lannister hostage. We know how he feels about that.
So, Jen, how do you think Oberyn, like Oberyn keeps bringing the sister thing up? Like, what do you think?
Bro, he got a plan.
Okay.
Yo, he's mad about that shit.
Yeah,
Hell yeah.
he got a plan. He
Yo.
came there for a purpose. I bet you his
Yes.
brother don't even have gout.
That man walking upright.
That man probably don't even know there was an invitation. Oberyn just saw it and was like, "Yo, I'm handling this."
Yo, we see how Oberyn is. How do we know that his brother just ain't the same way and is just blending in? And ain't already in King's Landing.
Good point. That could be all part of plan too.
Okay, well, Joffrey's the worst.
Indeed.
First he has people throw fruit at Sir Dantos, poor Sir Dantos, and then he comes up with this War of the Five Kings bit. Yuck, disgusting. What the fuck?
Yo,
Isn't
before James, who was your favorite? Who had the best outfit?
my You know, honestly, all right, so I think Rob's outfit was the best with the wolf's head,
Okay.
but the one that got hit with the arrow and the things popped out when he got hit, that's goat.
That
I like Stannis because he's on the back of the Red Woman. Like he's riding
kind
the Red Woman. Like what the
of
fuck?
cool.
Like not even a horse. Like he's riding the Red Woman.
Not wrong. Are they not wrong?
They're not wrong.
Did they say something wrong? But like this whole spectacle,
But
like you can tell the people in King's Landing who have good sense because they're the only people who were not laughing.
I literally wrote that down. Like
Like,
I put in here that like you can tell like a lot about the people here, like based on how their reaction is.
yeah, because
yo,
this
and
is.
then your girl Sansa.
Yeah,
I feel
James.
for it, man.
Hey, James. Now, up to this point, do you think has had it worse mentally from a mental standpoint?
Look, before we even go, Carolina's playing. You ain't gonna get me out of my element right now. Y'all go ahead and have this conversation.
That was tough.
And let's keep in mind, she already has mental health issues.
What's worse, James? Seeing the reenactment or seeing the real thing?
But I mean,
okay, James, here's another question for you. Do you
Seeing
know?
a midget or seeing the real body with
But here's
the
the
wolf's
thing.
head on the top?
You know how like killers will get like time off of their sentence or whatever if they tell the family what they did to the body because closure is a thing and Sansa doesn't have that? Like at least Arya's got closure. She knows for sure what happened. Sansa's lying awake at night imagining what happened, and what you imagine is always worse. And she has.
Sansa, I mean, Arya saw the after effect. She didn't see what happened. She doesn't really know how it got to that point.
Okay, but Sansa heard what they did to her mother. She heard what they did to Rob. So now all she's left to
And
do
then
is imagine.
who knows like how they told her or like what details they gave her.
Like,
Like
and we know she
they
has.
could have, yeah, like.
In weeks. And again, she already has mental health issues. Perfectionism and anxiety. Sisters, friends. But anyway, I just
You
wanted
can
to
see
make
it
a
in her
point.
eyes. Like,
However,
she hurting.
this whole thing.
You made your point. Good job. I'm proud of you.
This whole thing was ridiculous. Like, Joffrey is like cackling. Like, this is the funniest thing he's ever seen. And even like, he can't even tell that Marge is like, "You're
Yeah,
fucking
she's not
weird."
happy about it.
Yeah.
Like, this is.
If you're Marjorie, how do you go back to the room and sleep with this man? Not that she has to worry about it, but at that point, she's thinking to herself, how is this gonna get me going?
Right. Because like this is not like a historic battle. All this shit just happened. People who are like who had a stake in this are here. We last season just saw a bunch of orphans made from the
Yeah.
Battle of the Blackwater, and he's like cackling at it like he's done something.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's still fresh in everybody's mind that all these people just died from all this stuff.
Right? We're still cleaning up this mess. But, you know, it's shits and giggles for Joffrey. Who
The
wins?
worst. The second worst.
Well, he's the second worst for like a few more minutes. But
Yeah.
of course he and then of course he takes this opportunity to pick with Tyrion.
Yo, but
Tyrion handled
Tyrion,
it very
he is
well.
so clever here.
Very.
His choice
What
of
did you think of
words.
Tyrion's response?
This was like goated response. Yo, to word it that way, to where if he does like nothing, everybody's gonna see him as shit, and if he does something, everybody's gonna see him as shit. Like,
You're in a no-win situation.
so why don't you go do it? How about you go down there with your new sword? Hey.
Just like you did at Blackwater.
Like, don't forget, I was there. I saw you.
Yeah, go show everybody what you showed me at Blackwater.
Tyrion also does offer to pay the men because, like, he's not sore at them, at least. Because, like,
Yeah.
they did just show up to work. Like, they got booked on a gig and they just showed up.
Yeah.
Give them an extra 20. They did a good job. I mean, whatever they did. Somebody enjoyed it.
And then he says, we'll have to find another way to thank the king.
Now,
That
there you
line
go.
intrigued me.
Okay.
All right. Well, speaking of the king spills his wine.
And Cersei looks like a proud mom when he does that too. Yo, she looks so proud that he dumped that cup of wine on Tyrion's head.
Joffrey's really just completely out of control.
Very
Complete.
much so. And Marjorie's constantly trying to reel him back in, and it's
Yeah.
just getting nowhere.
Yeah. It just Joffrey being out of control just brought back up those Tywin quotes that you think a crown gives you power. You're a fool if you think he's the most powerful man in Westeros. Like, he is using his power to bully people who are already smaller than him. Like, imagine using that kind of power to just like punch down, because you would already be above the people that you're picking on, even if you weren't the king.
Correct. And is it, do we think that Tywin only let it go on because there were so many people there? Like this, if this happens at a small council meeting, does Tywin step in?
Yeah, I think so. I think because it's out in the open for everybody to see, he's just letting the king do king shit.
But again, like Joffrey has no sense of like reading the room, because if you're the king, why would you even do this in front of people?
Because that man don't care. He's the king, he can do whatever he wants.
Including make his uncle his cupbearer. But he can't make
Yep.
him kneel. Like, Tyrion literally stood on business.
Yeah,
And
he did.
that right there reminded me, it reminded me of in the first Avengers when Loki goes to Germany and Loki yells kneel, and that old guy's like, I ain't kneeling before anybody. I got that vibe from that.
Like, he did not kneel.
Now
Like,
this now
hence.
Joffrey the actor, like the way he gets it angry, like throughout, really good. Really good.
Just increasingly, because he's like, why aren't you obeying? Like,
Yeah.
I said it.
Like the grit in his teeth and all that, like
Ooh. Like, it's so tense. It's so tense because, like, then they go around to get everybody else's reactions. Like, and then the tension is broken with Pi, because Pi fixes everything, I guess. And then he
until
comes.
it doesn't.
Like, and now they're eating a pie filled with dead birds.
Dead birds.
Honestly, my
Delicious.
first watch
And
through,
not cooked.
I thought he choked on a pigeon.
Really?
I did.
Okay. Well.
Like when in the moment when it was happening, I was like, Holy fuck, he's choking on a goddamn pigeon.
Yeah.
That's what you get, little bitch.
Tyrion has served him his wine. He puts his goblet down. He goes to cut into that pie. And then, like, all of a sudden, this pie is dry. I need some more wine. And then he gets it. And then. So,
The
Jin.
greatest thing to ever happen in this show happens.
Did
Let
you
me ask you, is
see
this
it
the most
coming?
satisfying death in
This.
TV history for you?
Yeah.
Like, it's up there. Like, out of
Yeah,
every series.
I can't think of a more satisfying death.
In terms of wanting somebody to die from, like, start to finish.
Yeah.
Like,
Did you see it coming?
No, actually.
where do we have Joffrey?
I knew the outcome, but I didn't know when it was gonna happen. 'Cause I've seen the picture of his
Of
face
his
all,
face?
yeah, I've seen the picture of his face all blue and stuff.
Yeah,
So I
well,
knew it was happening
purple.
eventually, but I wasn't sure when it was gonna happen. And I was not expecting it to be at the wedding.
Is
Because I
that
was like, we literally just had
the
deaths at a wedding, and now we doing it again.
Yeah. That's what I said in the recap episode. I was like, season four kicks off, like,
Yeah.
huge moment, very beginning.
Because like I said, like this also happens in book three. And that's why I'm like so happy. Like they ended season three with the Red Wedding. And then they opened with this. Because like this would have been like way too much.
Yeah,
But like
probably.
this moment was, and also, yeah, just the chaos. The chaos.
The king is dead. The king is dead. And now Marjorie is the queen.
She is not.
What do you mean?
They have not consummated this marriage. They did not consummate this marriage. That's why she was able to marry him, because her and Renly did not consummate. They ain't fucked. Now she is
They're
kind of a
legally,
widow, but not really.
yeah. I don't know all the queen etiquette here.
They're
Like, I'm
legally bounded and before the gods.
this marriage
and
has
got cloaked.
it has to be consummated. That's the point of the bedding ceremony, is so people know that the marriage has been consummated. This marriage has not been consummated. Marjorie is nothing. When he dies, she is nothing. And she's a queen consort. So you want to talk about the heir and the spare? Joffrey's heir is Tommen. Who I wanted to ask you, did you recognize? He is one of the Lannister boys that got killed at Riverrun. They used that actor for Tommen.
Yeah.
Oh, the kid that was standing beside
Tyrion.
Tyrion.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, now that you say that, yes. Yes, I see that.
Yeah, that's Tommen. That's
Sure
Tommen.
is.
But yeah, Marge is not Marge. Marge is back to where she was when she got to King's Landing and said that she heard of Joffrey's bravery in battle. She is back here.
Don't understand that, but okay.
Well, I mean, that's is exactly what happened with Renly. Renly and I did not consummate our union.
Yeah, but Renly's thing was different because Renly was never king.
No, he was never king, but still, they didn't consummate. And that's the only reason Joffrey was even able to marry her, is because
He still would have did it.
a virgin, as far as they know. But yeah, no, because the throne didn't pass to, the throne doesn't pass to her. The throne passes to his heir. She's not his heir. Next in line is the spare. Like, if King Charles dies, or let's say it passes down to Harry, like Harry actually ends up on the throne, or like William had ended up on the throne and died with no kids, it would go to Harry.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, Kate's not going to get to be queen now. Like, I'm just saying, like, Margie's not in charge of anything.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be married to this monster. Now, what does she do? But now, what does she do? Now, what does she do? Because she's already said she wants to be queen. We're going to get a new king. Now, what does she do?
Well, things just got a whole lot more complicated.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
For
things are gonna get
everybody.
complicated. Things can get a little weird too. That shit gets weird, but you know, it's fine. It's Game of Thrones.
But again, the Sir Dantos thing was not quite a random pull because he is there to save Sansa from everything that's going on. Come with me if you want to live. Where's he taking her?
And who's doing this? Who's pulling the strings behind this?
Like, is he the one behind this? We know he's broke, but is he trying to do something to help her?
Maybe because, in that last episode, he gave her that necklace, and it almost seemed like that was him, like, I'm gonna die soon, so here, take my last thing that ever meant anything to me.
Okay. And then
Now,
we'll see. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was gonna ask him, like, do you think that the person that's getting the fingers pointed at them is the person behind it?
No, I do not think Tyrion would have done it.
Okay, so who do you think did it?
I think it was the people.
People in the city?
Yeah.
So you think it was just like the people in the city picked an assassin to come poison his wine?
Well, I think you got to have these people made that pie. Or they got the barrels of wine, because was it the stuff in the pie that killed him, or was it the wine that killed him?
See, that's the question I had when I first watched it, but then you see it's the wine because everybody's like the way Tyrion picks up the cup, he's looking at it like
That's the one.
it's the wine.
But
But it
everybody was drinking the wine.
correct. And that's why I was so confused the first time I watched it. I was like, how the fuck is like it's gotta be the pot. Like the man choked on a fucking pigeon beak or some shit.
No, I was thinking that they purposely, because they know how Joffrey would be, he would do something stupid to the pie, and then like the birds were already dead, and then just like I feel like something had to deal with the pigeons being dead inside the pie, and he happened to get a slice that had their blood all over.
Okay. All right. Well, Cersei knocked his wife out of the way to go save her son.
Her
Unfortunately.
son, because she pushed the other parent out
I
the
mean, like,
way too.
ooh, Jamie.
Move, Jamie. I don't know CPR either, but damn it, let me hold him.
Like, Jamie was already worried about being able to protect the king. But like, could he really have protected Joffrey from this?
No, there's no way.
Now, are you disappointed that his death didn't end in a more bloodier fashion, or like, is this the death that suits him?
No, that's fine.
I feel the same way. Like this death, I feel like it wasn't that quick. Like he did suffer through that shit. Like he didn't just get his head chopped off and be done with it. Like I think if there's a way that I don't want to die, I don't want to drown and I don't want to choke.
Don't want to be burned alive.
That too.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, honestly. Drowning sounds miserable. Oh,
So it's choking.
I have an extreme fear of that.
So you think the people did it? Okay. What do you think is going to happen to Tyrion? Because Cersei has fully just like j'accuse. Like she leveled an accusation. What happens to Tyrion now?
I think there's gonna be like a trial type deal.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll find out next time because that was Game of Thrones season 4, episode 2, The Lion and the Rose. TJ, we gotta pour one out.
Yeah, we got pulled one off for Joffrey.
Kiss and boo.
Rest in piss,
He poured his own out
Joffrey.
when he dropped that cup.
Yeah. But yeah, we lose another main character in the series.
And good fucking riddance. Goodbye, you dumb bitch. There's a name crossed off of Arya's list. Check.
Yeah, this just starts the huge snowball effect for the series.
Ooh, buddy.
So
Yeah.
now, in the War of the Five Kings, we're down to two. If you want to count the other one. Like, really, it's just Stannis at this point, but I never counted Balon Greyjoy anyway.
Listen,
I don't think Balon Greyjoy counts himself in that war.
I'm gonna tell you one more time. Like, I'm gonna bring this up one more time too. Was it the leeches? Let's not forget about those leeches.
No, I don't think it was bleach. Well, this one could have been, but the other one, it was no.
Okay.
It was too
Is the Lord
close.
of Light the true God in this series?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Arya's god is death, and we know death comes for everybody. We just saw
Yeah,
him.
we did. Death might be the second god in the Lord of Light. Like, he just might be the hell part.
The light and the dark.
Yeah, he might just be the dark. But Stannis has lost the war and still is kicking, so.
Oh, Joffrey. Nobody will miss you. All right. And now for the quote segment, stick it with the pointy end, TJ. The
Yeah,
floor.
let me go first. I only got two. So Tyrion early in the episode describes the Lannister children as the dwarf, the cripple, and the mother of madness. Is that a literal statement though, the mother of madness, or is he saying the mother of madness as in like just madness in general, or is madness Joffrey?
He was definitely talking about Madness as Joffrey.
I agree. And then my second quote, I think, is the most important quote in the whole entire episode. Maybe in the whole entire series. War is war, but killing a man at a wedding, war it. Olenna Tyrell.
What sort of monster would do such a thing?
And the reason the first I watched the episode twice. The first time for my enjoyment, the second time for taking notes and stuff. The first time I heard her say it, didn't even register. Joffrey died, still didn't register. The second time I watched it and she said it, and I was like, holy shit!
This is the second man to die at a wedding.
Wonder if we'll have any more.
So,
Wonder if we'll have any more. Jinj, how many you have?
I would indeed put a pin in this quote.
Jinj, you got a bunch?
I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, you can go next.
Okay. Well, my first one is kind of between two different people because you need the context behind the actual quote. But it's Melisandre talking to Stannis' daughter. And it's, but they screamed. Or Stannis' daughter said, but they screamed. Melisandre says, women scream when they give birth. Afterwards, they're filled with joy. The actual quote comes from Stannis' daughter. It says, afterward, they aren't ash and bone. Or, yeah, ash and bone.
Yep.
And like, and then
But hang on. We did see a birth though that afterwards they were ash. Like they came out
drip.
as ash.
And then also in that one, Melisandre says another one that says, there's only one hell, princess, the one we live in now.
P.
That relates.
Yeah. And then this one is between Tywin and my favorite grandma. Tywin says people who spend their money on this sort of nonsense tend to not have it for long. And then she says you ought to try enjoying something before you die. You might find it suits you. She was kind of flirting there.
I don't think she want that man.
And
I think she's good.
then the last ones are from between Jamie and Loras, which we already mentioned, but Jamie says, lucky for you, none of this will happen because you'll never marry her. And Loras says, and neither will you. Mic drop.
That's it. Well, all right. Varys, your father has promised to hang the next whore he finds you with. Have you ever known your father to make an idle threat? And then when Jojen and Mira are talking to Bran about how much time he's spending in Summer, and Mira says that like he'd forget everything, like if he kept doing it, and she says you'd forget you, and if we lose you, we lose everything. And then
They've come a
so
long way for that motherfucker.
incredibly.
Without the parents. Like, where are the parents? But you know, it's fine.
And
People
then
just let the kids roam these days.
Sansa says, we have a new queen. And Tyrion says, better her than you. Absolutely. Although, if this was going to be your outcome, maybe you would have gone for it.
I meant to ask when we were talking about the scene, was that jealousy or relief?
What? That he was dead? Or that she.
No. That she said what she said.
Oh,
Like,
relief.
she says it in like a sarcastic way, but you could tell it's more like, I'm relieved. It's not me.
Definitely relief. Because like now Cersei doesn't have as much power to torment me either. And this one is just for you, TJ. When Cersei tells Pycelle, every breath you draw in my presence annoys me.
Yeah, I can see it.
And here we are. So Ginge, blind rankings.
Number one.
Number one, TJ. TJ guessed number three last week.
Number one.
He was waiting for that Joffrey death, huh? I felt real.
Yeah.
Man, I'm more shocked. I'm not shocked that he put it number one. I'm shocked that he's not playing it safe because I know James. James is very safe. So I'm
Nah,
shocked he
that.
didn't say, oh, I'm gonna put this at two because we haven't gotten to 9 or 10 yet.
James put this at number one, which gives me the impression that like he has been waiting for Joffrey to die for a long time because he's like, I don't care what else happens this
Yeah,
season, it's
that's
not gonna matter.
pretty much what I said. I don't care what
Yes.
else happens.
All right, so Lauren, let me ask you, did he put it in the wrong spot? In your opinion, is this the wrong spot for this season?
This is a really, because see,
To me, this is not number one. This is not the number one episode
I know this is
in this
not
season.
number, I know this is not number one to you, and I know what likely is number one to you. And I think that once Ginge sees that, he might change it out. But I have my opinions on that, and we'll talk about that with earmuffs in a second. But I think he did put it too high. Like, I think three where you had it because you know. I think three might have been too low. Number two.
Yeah, I would probably put this in number two.
You've gotten a good point. This is a huge moment. This is a big turning point in the series, and this actually is going to fuel a lot of the rest of my watch of this season. Is like what happened here, I'm going to be unpacking for the rest of the season. So I'm okay with you putting it at number one.
And I love that you put it number one because you're not playing it safe. I love it. I love the aggressiveness.
Honestly, Joffrey's death is the single best thing about this season. Like other stuff that's cool happens, but like as
Yes.
far as like what's the most rewarding thing that you can remember from season four?
Oh,
Joffrey's
yeah.
purple face and blood red eyes.
Yeah.
Yep.
When you like stop watching it and somebody's like, oh, season 4 of Game of Thrones, you're gonna be like, oh, yeah, that's the season Joffrey dies.
Yeah. To kick it off, basically. It's a good one. So, Ginge, the king is dead. And we have 8 episodes to go. What a ride we're about to go on, huh?
Yeah.
I'm excited. I am very excited for this season. I almost watched episode 3 today and I was like, no, I can't do it because then I'll forget every fucking thing.
All right, well, that is going to do it for this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening. And you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE, on everything. So, on behalf of Gingy, whose carpet I'm assuming matches the drapes, and TJ, I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.